I don't want to hear it. Please don't say that word. I can't stand the sound of that word. Don't say it. Please, please don't. Don't. Ugh. You know the word I'm talking about, don't you? If you're a salesperson, you know the word. And we're going to talk about it right now. Hello, my friends. My name is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to this edition of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the simulcast Medical Sales Channel episode on YouTube. You can watch me, or you could just listen to me on iTunes or at medicalsalesguru.com. Either way, I'm glad you're here because you are taking steps as a medical professional to be more professional, to sell more, to do more, and ultimately to impact more healthcare professionals by getting your products and services into their hands so that they can use them to help their patients. And that's a really wonderful thing, provided that your products and services actually help their patients. I assume that they're good things, otherwise you wouldn't be selling them, because you are a highly ethical person. That's the kind of people who get into medical sales, at least the people that I work with. So that's what it's all about. What is the word that I was just mentioning that most medical sales representatives don't want to hear? What is it? You can guess. The word is no. They don't want to hear no. Now, there is nothing about not wanting to hear the word no that makes medical sales representatives different or unusual or unique. No one really likes to hear the word no. Because think about this, when you're a child and your parents would say no, or maybe they'd say it more forcefully, they'd say, no, don't do that. No. Or you would ask for something and they'd say, no. Can I borrow the car, Dad? No. We don't like to hear the word no because it's a disappointment. What no means is that we're not going to get what it is that we want. And it could be either at that moment or it could be something that we've wanted for a long period of time. It's not happening. Someone turned us down. They rejected our request. The answer is no. And you might think about this. If you're a guy, you can definitely identify with this. I'm sure a lot of the ladies could identify with it too. But when you were back in school, you first started dating. Heck, you if you're dating now, you experience this. When you want to ask somebody out, someone who you find attractive, or maybe you just want to get to know them. When you ask them out on a date for a cocktail, dinner, to go to a sporting event, whatever it is, the theater. And by the way, going to the theater, going to a movie on a date, kind of a dumb idea. You don't get to know somebody by going to a movie with them because you can't talk during the movie. I always thought that was crazy. First date, let's go to a movie. That's another way to avoid hearing no. But anyway, I digress. But we don't want to hear no. So our whole lives, you know, when we're asking for that date, we hope we don't hear it. And if we do hear no, how do we feel? Wow, what a disappointment. It's if it was someone who you really had your heart set on, now you're heartbroken. I mean, it's such a letdown. But let's think about that for a second. Think about perhaps maybe when you asked somebody out who turned you down. And the reason they turned you down was because, well, they didn't want to go out with you, but the reason they didn't want to go out with you either because they didn't like you in that way. They weren't attracted to you in that way. Whatever the reason was, it wouldn't have worked out. If the attraction's not there, or you're not able to develop a relationship or a friendship over time, and there's no interest in doing that, then nothing is going to happen. So when you heard that no, as hard as it was to take, it was probably a good thing, as painful as it was, because it allowed you to move on and find someone who would be more suited to you. So let's take this to the sales arena, and I think you know where I'm going with this. A lot of sales reps consider it a win when they deliver a sales presentation and they don't get a no during the sales presentation. They come out in the sales presentation and they go, That was a good call. Now, me being the rather probing sales trainer, sales speaker that I am, I would always ask them if I was along on the call and I noticed that the customer didn't say no, but the customer didn't say yes. Essentially, what the customer said was, well, maybe one day I'll buy. Who knows? You don't know. I know. I'm the customer. I know, but you don't know. You just got a maybe. You don't know if I'm going to buy or not. But that's your problem because you're the salesperson. So when I've been in one of these calls, I will usually ask the salesperson, well, how do you think that went? And the salesperson will oftentimes say, I think it was a good call. And I would ask the question, well, tell me, what made it a good call? And the person would say, well, the customer, you know, listened, didn't throw me out of the office, didn't say no. The customer didn't say no. So I would ask the question, well, what did the customer commit to? And that's usually when I get this kind of look like. They'll keep it in mind. They committed to keeping it in mind. So I would ask, how do you feel about that? And they say, well, there's a chance they're going to buy. You know, there's a chance that they'll buy down the road. But here's the problem. If you've ever found yourself in this situation, and you know you have, maybe you don't anymore if you've matured as a sales professional, but almost every salesperson finds themselves, and will continue to find themselves in this situation. But when you have that maybe, there's not a tangible yes, there's not a tangible no. When you have that maybe, how does it really feel? Well, on one hand, it feels hopeful. But on the other hand, there is this uncertainty. And what are the consequences of that uncertainty? Well, different salespeople deal with it in different ways. Some salespeople will just leave it up to the customer to get back with them. Say, listen, if he calls me, it's great. If he doesn't call me, that's fine. I'm good with it. Others who are a little bit more diligent will try to follow up. They'll enact their big follow-up plan, which is usually, yeah, hi, I was at your office about 2 months ago and I stopped and talked to you about the XYZ widget. Wanted to know if you made a decision. Which, by the way, if that's the way you follow up, you really suck at follow-up. And that is the way most sales reps follow up, by the way. Most sales reps suck at follow-up. But what happens? Usually they'll say, well, you know, I'm not ready to move forward. I'm still thinking about it. Or at that point, they'll say, not right now. I'm not ready to go. And here's the problem with a lot of your customers. You may have seen this. You may have realized this. A lot of your customers, they don't want to tell you no. They don't like telling salespeople no because they don't want to hurt the salesperson's delicate feelings. It might crush them. You know, they don't want to do that to them. So they deliberately give them a maybe, even though in their mind, they know that they have no intention of ever saying yes. So let me ask you this. Just like in the dating situation, if you have a customer who's never, I mean never or almost never, probably never going to use your product, would you like to know? Or do you want to live in this fantasy land? Well, maybe she'll call me. Maybe one day they'll schedule the case, schedule an evaluation, place an order. Would you rather live in that world, or would you rather know that this isn't going to happen? This customer is never going to buy, and you need to channel your energies, at least with that product, towards other prospects. It makes a lot more sense. You see, no isn't a bad thing. No is a good thing. And you know that sales is a numbers game. I mean, no matter how good you get, when you become a competent, skilled, mature salesperson, your closing percentages will go up dramatically, without question. But there are always going to be those customers who won't buy from you, and it's not personal. Your product or service is just not for them. In their minds, it's not for them. They're not going to use it on their patients. Or whatever the reason is, it's not on contract. There's no way that the institution where they work is going to allow them to use your product. Wouldn't you want to know this? Now, believe me, I believe in persistence. The key to succeeding at anything in life is persistence. But you also need to know when it's not going to happen. And if it's possible to uncover that, to determine that. It's really a wonderful thing. No, when a no exists, is something that you want to be able to grab a hold of. You want to get that no. A no is beautiful. A no will give you peace of mind. It will let you know where you are so you can focus your energies in more positive directions. Go for the no. Don't be afraid. A no is your friend. But make sure that when you get a no, it is truly a no. Try to salvage the sale in every way possible. Become an expert at handling objections. Ask for another chance multiple times. But don't be afraid to say to the customer, saying, you know, Mrs. Smith, it seems to me like there's no possibility that you can ever see yourself using this product. Would that be a correct assumption? And only when you know that it's over, it's over. But get the no and move on. You'll also do something else when you do this. You're going to discover scenarios where it really isn't a no, where it really is a maybe. And if there's a maybe, maybe is telling you that the customer needs more information, that the customer wants to learn more about your product or learn how other customers are using your product. Why should they use this product? They don't feel comfortable enough saying no. So it's your job to help them to say yes, but not to be afraid of the no. In other words, don't allow yourself to be stuck in maybe land. Maybe suck. Maybes wear you out. You're a medical sales professional. You want to dig deep and find out what your customer's real feelings are so you can help them. You could help them to decide whether a product is for them, which is a yes, or if the product's not for them, which is a no. Either way, you need to know, and either way, it's your job. And please, have a better follow-up plan than, hey doc, I was there 2 weeks ago and I just wanted to see if you made a decision, if you made a decision. Follow-up plans are important. If you'd like to learn how to create an effective follow-up plan, check out my online 24/7 medical sales training program and support site called Medical Sales Academy. You could learn more at medicalsalesacademy.com. We're opening enrollment just a few times throughout the year. Enrollment will be opening in July of 2017. So check out medicalsalesacademy.com. You will be glad you did. And if you get on board with Medical Sales Academy, you're going to have access to more help than you've ever hoped possible in medical sales. So that's my commercial, and hopefully you don't mind me doing that in exchange for providing you with insight. And it's my insight. Granted, it's my insight. It might be my perspective might be a little bit different than yours, but isn't it good to get a different perspective from time to time? Well, thank you. I guess that's why you keep coming back. So don't forget that my perspective on medical selling is that when you're involved in it, when that's what you do for a living, you have to keep your eye on what's most important. And you know that, in my opinion, nothing is more important in medical sales than the patient. The patient always comes first. It's why you do what you do. So keep doing it. Go out there and make a difference today and every day in your territory for the customers and the patients that your customers serve. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel, and may I ask, if you're listening to this on YouTube, or if you're watching on YouTube, please like us, you know, click the little like button. Or if you are listening on iTunes, we would appreciate a comment or a like as well. That's the currency that keeps this information flowing. Yeah. Have a great rest of the week. I will talk to you again soon. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel, I'm Mace Haroff. Talk to you soon.